is it proper to engage in the mitzvah of Vika Chaylim on Shabbos? So at face value, why not? It's as good a time as any. However, the Paiskim, the Magen Avraham, earlier Paiskim, as well as the Mishnah Berurah later on, take issue with this. And the concern, there are actually two primary concerns with Vika Chaylim on Shabbos. One of them is that we know that Shabbos is not a time for tzar, expression of tzar, it's not a time of expression of pain. And there are many scenarios with pushing off Panesim and so on and so forth. And we try to maintain the Menucha of Shabbos at all costs. Avelim, we know, don't show up for Hesir. They don't exhibit for Hesir, they're Avelos, and so on and so forth. We try to avoid any coming to a state of pain or agony on Shabbos. That being the case, somebody who goes to Vaka Chela on Shabbos can theoretically run into the risk if he would, by seeing the Chela's state of being, it will lead him to a situation where he's in pain or distressed over Shabbos. That would ruin his Shabbos, something which is not an ideal. There's a separate concern concerning going on Shabbos, and that is, we know that the primary, as mentioned many times, the primary focus of Bika Chaylim is one hand to mispal for the Chayla, to stand there in front of the Chaylim to mispal, they should be cured speedily. And a second focus of Bika Chaylim is to make sure that his needs are tended to. Now, when one comes to a Chayla on Shabbos, as far as tending to his needs, one is severely limited in what one can do on Shabbos to help him out. So it certainly would not have the same ability as going during the week. As far as being mispalel, so we know there's a halacha called we're not mevakish tzrachim on Shabbos. That is, one is not mevakish, but does not ask for one's needs on Shabbos. Why don't we do so? So basically, the main concern is that by day asking for one's needs, one can get emotional. Again, one can lead to a state of distress over Shabbos. Now, there are many times a person can ask Kadosh Baruch Hu during his tefillah for a bakasha, and he won't get emotionally distressed. So, you know, we ask for many things, we don't get too charged up very often. And that being the case, it wouldn't be such a concern. However, Chazal or Geizer, a flat-out blanket rule that one does not mevakish tzrachim on Shabbos because of the event that one might come to such a bakasha which does become emotionally distressing. That being the case, one would not be able to mevakish in a normal context. One cannot ask for chayla to be cured on Shabbos. So what's one do l'maisa? So first of all, if one has the choice of going during the week, going on Shabbos, all things are equal. Ideally, the place can speak out once you go during the week. Shabbos is not usher, but ideally one should go during the week. If one does not have, one is very inconvenienced by going during the week, during the schedule, he's very constrained, he would be mutter for him to go on Shabbos, but you have to bear in mind that, again, he shouldn't come to some such a state of distress, which would mean, which is not so common, but somebody who's very emotional, somebody who gets very, pains very easily, the place can speak out, he should not go visiting. But the average person, especially, when children go about the others, the other scenario cases where they go on Shabbos to visit, generally, people don't usually get too distressed. That would be okay. But one would have to bear in mind that one cannot be mevakesh tzrachim on Shabbos. That means one cannot ask for a full-fledged bakasha, a tefillah, that he should get it healed. However, the Bais can speak out that, what should one do? When you come to Chayla, he's sitting there, you can't be mevakesh tzrachim, what is one allowed to say? So we know that the expression we usually use on Shabbos is that Shabbos him lizik or refuah krei v'lovei, which means that Shabbos him lizik, Shabbos is the day that we tell the Chayla we can't cry out because today is the day that we're held back from crying out. The refuah krei v'lovei, but rest assured that help is on its way. The Rif speaks out that the expression refuah krei v'lovei also has to do with the next line of the Gemara, the Yechel Hish Terachim, which is that there's a concept that Shabbos itself can bring about refuah by properly honoring Shabbos and refraining from the expression of Tzar. That can bring about a refuah on Shabbos as well. So we have this expression. The basic idea is, as far as the basic guideline, first of all, the Kashas Rachim again is Usher on Shabbos, and if I can speak out, one should have a shinui from the normal text one uses during the week. During the week, you have a certain way you ask for things. On Shabbos, one should not ask for those things. You use this terminology, you won't get carried away, and that way you'll be